This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is on your mind. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And we've been talking about the failures of the state in general and how we're not in the least surprised to find that the DMV has been just readily turning information over to the FBI and to ICE.
Of course they are. I mean, No one thinks for a second that the Department of Motor Vehicles of individual states isn't going to just turn over whatever information that the federal law enforcement agencies might ask for them. I mean, this is not even thought. Oh well, maybe they may be using this information for something they shouldn't be using it for, and maybe they need a warrant for this kind of stuff.
Well, they've used these databases at least 390,000 times since 2011, and the records show that federal investigators have forged daily working relationships with DMV officials.
Sure.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's nice to be friends with the people who are giving you illegal information, right?
Yeah, I mean, as to how illegal the information is, I don't know. They get to write these rules. Legality
That's
is,
true.
You know, to me, if they want to build a database of all Americans and probably all other people that they've managed to find that, you know, governments have picture IDs for too. But if they want to build a world encompassing database for facial recognition, which is what they appear to be attempting to do, it doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, think about it, ladies and gentlemen. If you had to, a true or false question here, the government would like to build a global database of everyone's face for facial recognition. True or false?
Clearly true.
You'd have to be a mouth-breathing fool to believe otherwise. Okay.
Well, a lot of people do believe otherwise because
they don't.
I think they do because they buy into that benevolence of the government.
No, they operate as though they believe it. But if you ask them that question,
okay,
do you think that the government, and I mean the United States government, but frankly,
it applies to any.
Right. The government of Great Britain, the government of Russia, the government of Germany, China, you pick. Do you think they want a global database for facial recognition or not? And of course, the answer is yes.
Yeah, they absolutely do. I mean, it's the ultimate.
At that point, all they can do is say, what do you have to hide?
Hmm.
Well, I don't know what I have to hide. As a matter of fact, I don't think I have anything to hide. But
right,
what did the Tutsis have to hide in Rwanda when the competing tribe decided to wipe them out in the 1990s? What did the Japanese Americans have to hide when the Roosevelt administration used U.S. Census information to hunt them down and incarcerate them? I know these things couldn't happen here in America anymore.
Except
they are
right now with Trump trying to put a citizenship question on the census.
I guess they are if you answer their citizenship question, if you answer any of their questions,
yeah, that's true.
You're just answering. It's voluntary.
Is it?
It is.
Cool.
They'll act like it's not, but it is.
Well, I have no intention of complying whether it's voluntary or not.
Right. I mean, you know, what I did when they came around for kicks was I intended to show this person how invasive it was.
Okay.
Rather than, you know, going through all the rigmarole, because Ian was already doing that experiment. I don't need to do that experiment.
What experiment was Ian doing?
Ian was just would pull out a camera and tell him he's not going to comply and, you know, ask them questions, tell them the state is violence and all that stuff, right?
Okay.
Chase them off the porch. Not chase them off the porch in the sense that he wasn't actually telling them to leave.
Right.
He was just refusing and recording the experience and then talking to them in the fashion that if you can imagine that a libertarian nationally syndicated radio talk show host would do.
Right.
I, on the other hand, decided I went and got a piece of paper and a pen. And every time the woman asked me a question, I asked the question of her. And so she had to tell me everything about her that she was asking me.
And I'm guessing she was not willing to do that.
No, no, she is absolutely willing to do it. So she answered the questions to how many people were in her household and where did she live and, you know, and all these questions. Every one of them I asked her and wrote it down. I didn't do anything with it. I'm sure I threw it away after she left. But sure. I wanted to show how creepy is this.
Oh, it's extremely creepy.
And it's even, you know,
I mean, let's remember what the census is. It's a way for the government to find out how many citizens it has. And in the republic-style democracy-ish federalist government, it's supposed to be a good, positive thing for the government to know generally how many people there are.
That's because we are told that we are the government.
Right, and they're supposed
to be and stuff.
Segmenting up districts and assigning a number of representatives based on those populations and things like that. But all they need to do that is the number.
Right.
All they need to know is how many people live here. That's not what they ask. That's one of the several questions that they ask.
When they send out this American Family Report thing annually, not every 10 years, annually to selected households around the United States, it has exhaustive questions, and people continue to answer it. I got that one time and just threw it in the garbage.
Is it done by the federal government?
Yeah, done by the Census Bureau.
Interesting. I was not aware that such a thing even existed.
Oh yeah, they've got a deeper questionnaire that they take and just do sort of polling data with. Yeah.
You would think the deeper one would be the every 10-year one.
No, the every 10-year one is deeper in so much as they count everyone.
Okay. They attempt to.
The American Family thing is a deep dive on demographic information. So they'll, you know, say they pick one out of 50 Americans or one out of 100 or one out of 500. I don't know what the number is. And they send these things out and presumably they get half of them back. I don't know.
It's all information that you don't want the government to have, though. And I mean, I've seen people arguing now that, you know,
I don't want anybody particularly to have the information, but the government mainly uses this and just sort of gives the information away and that kind of thing to, you know, this is the quality of our tax livestock is what it's saying.
Yeah.
Because we pointed out in the last hour, and it bears repeating, is that all they're doing is counting their gold. You are their gold. They are counting on you to go to work so that they can tax you next year and pay, you know, their debts. Or
Absolutely.
At least a portion of their debt. Enough of their debt that they can accrue more debt. By the way, they're looking at increasing the debt ceiling again. I think it's September they're going to have to do that.
Well, it's no surprise whatsoever. I mean, all they ever did was bump it up just a little bit. Just
but
enough
Trump's
to make it a few more years.
Trump's a budget hawk.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to solve that problem.
I mean, that's what they say. He's also going to drain the swamp. He's going to build the wall. He's going to do all of these other things that for some bizarre reason his supporters want him to do. I just don't see it. To me,
I'd love him to drain the swamp and to, you know, be a budget hawk. Yeah, I think he's
sure
better than some, but
I'm not even sure he ever even claimed to be a budget hawk. I know he claimed to drain the swamp, obviously.
He was going to run it efficiently and at a profit.
Yeah, he has not managed to do that.
How could you? The government is supposed to run at a profit.
Yeah, it's supposed to be unprofitable by design. That's why it's set up the way that it is.
What they'll tell you need the government to do the things that aren't profitable.
Yes.
I don't know that that's true. It sounds like what task do Americans need to do that isn't worth paying them to do?
I would definitely say that if it needs to be done, then there is profit in it. And if there is no profit in it, then it doesn't need to be done. You might want it to be done, but if you needed it to be done, you would be willing to pay someone to do it, in which case it would be profitable.
Right.
But, of course, that's not the way they view the world, you know. And the whole reason we're not surprised by any of these shenanigans is because we do view the state appropriately. We recognize that it doesn't matter whether we're dealing with the socialist government in China or the supposed capitalist government in the United States or the European Union or any of these other countries. They're all, for all intents and purposes, it's one organism. It's the state.
That's what it is.
It's a group of warlords, a group of murderers, a group of thugs, a group of people who consider us to be property, who are attempting to set themselves up as the masters of the world, telling the plebs what they can and can't do.
Well, don't forget that everybody considers themselves the same way.
Caller earlier who was like, if I had my own society, blah, blah, blah.
Right, right. He wants to be God King of his own little imaginary society. And I understand. I played that game many, many times.
I played the video game. I don't want it in the real world. No, That's a bit too much megalomania for me. You give me a little digital civilization to control. I'll roll with that. Let us know what you think. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Talk about whatever is on your mind. That's 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And Mark, You're attending Freedom Fest.
I am, from July the 17th through the 20th. It's at the Paris in Las Vegas, and it's an amazing event. People like Penn Jillette and Lenore Scanese, Candace Owen, John Mackey, Stephen Moore, Grover Norquist, John Stossel, Justin Amash, Glenn Beck, Herman Cain, Mike Lee, Kevin Sorbo, Thomas Massey. They're all going to be there, and it's going to be a big event. It's the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world, and you can tell by the people who are going to be there that it is going to be big. And it's not just for conservatives or liberals or, libertarians or whatever it might be. It's for open-minded people who want to mingle together and hear real debates and share real solutions and converse freely. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL. And get your ticket. Please come hang out with us, Free Talk Live. We're going to be broadcasting there, and it's going to be a great time. FreedomFest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 to get a discount. You get $50 off. FreedomFest.com/FTL. And at that website, you will get, if you'd like to see what it might be like ahead of time, you get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. FreedomFest.com/FTL. It's July 17th through the 20th at the Paris in Las Vegas. Come enjoy us. Enjoy hanging out with us. It's just like 2 weeks away. That's FreedomFest.com/FTL.
Yeah, I will not be attending this year, but I'm hoping that next year I will be free to attend. I just have other priorities at the moment. Let's get right back into it. We've got Taylor, who is calling via the Discord lines at discord.lrn.fm. Taylor, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I wanted to share an experience. I was at Disney World last week for a basketball tournament, and I didn't know this until we got there. We went in and paid at the booth, and as we're going into their sports area, there's a little kiosk there where you scan your card, but you have to put your fingerprints there to link the card to yourself, and they have cameras there also.
Wow.
I would have never thought that all that is right there just to get into a Disney World facility.
Yeah, I remember the fingerprint thing from, it has to be almost 10 years ago that I went to Disney World with my son, and they were doing fingerprints then, too. I guess I'm unsurprised. Disney World's just growing their machine.
Yeah, so you really never know what they're doing with. I mean, there's a camera there. You don't know if they're linking your purchase to your fingerprint and then your face. Like, you never know what
they're doing. Everything they can with it. I mean, imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you're collecting important data, what we were taught in the marketing business 10 years ago was collect all the information you can collect, and it's yours. You get to keep it. Once they give it to you voluntarily, it's yours. Do what you want with it.
Yep. So I just wanted to share that from my experience, because I heard you all talking about the DMV and police officers. I would have never thought that they had that at Disney, but that's just how it is. And then if you want to go on their property, you have to go through that.
Right.
Through that scenario.
Yeah, and they're willing to. Yeah, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. They're willing to give up a some small percentage of sales, probably some small fraction of a percentage of sales.
Well, I'm sure that, it's being used relatively innocuously by Disney, which is one of the largest corporations in the United States right now, as I understand it. I mean, they're absolutely massive. But I'm sure as far as uses go, it's probably more along the lines of, okay, this person went to this restaurant and ate this type of food, and we can identify him because he had his picture taken when he first came in, and now his face has been recognized on this video camera, and we can pay attention to what he's eating, so we can send him additional coupons next year.
Well,
and be like, look, we'll give you 10% off if you eat at this restaurant. Come back to Disneyland. It's a way of figuring out what your interests are.
And don't forget that Disney is one of the largest corporations in the world, and it's growing. It doesn't just own Disney. It owns lots of stuff.
Yeah.
And is as they increase this, their marketing power with new technology, they're going to have more and more influence over your life. I'm just taking a guess here, but I think Disney's going to be able to crush Netflix in a very short period of time.
Well, It wasn't just Disney, though, but Netflix is certainly, it's waning. And a large part of that is because most of the television shows and the movies that people actually want to watch have instead been sectioned off onto their own networks. If you want to watch, you know, shows that are featured on Adult Swim, you have to sign up and pay for Cartoon Network's monthly service. If you want shows that are featured on HBO, you have to watch HBO's. If you want to watch Disney movies, you have to sign up for Disney's streaming service.
Right, and what's it going to be like for Amazon Prime and Netflix here in the next couple of years when Star Wars and Marvel are ripped out from underneath them? Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen.
I thought Star Wars had already been ripped out from under Netflix.
I don't know. I mean,
I've never even looked for the Marvel
movies. I don't
use
Netflix, so I don't know. I use Amazon Prime, but I'm not likely to watch a Star Wars movie. Basically, whatever love I had for Star Wars went away as Marvel grew. So,
you know, fair point.
For me, it's all about the Marvel movies. But
I just watched Endgame. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's an awesome series. Endgame was was quite an emotional roller coaster for me. I can't wait for Phase 4 to get fleshed out. I did get a chance to see Far From Home, and it was a great movie. That's the Spider-Man movie, for those that don't know.
Okay, yeah, because I didn't know.
Right. I don't expect anybody to know what I know about Marvel movies.
I'm happy to hear the continuation of these actors, because for me it is largely about the actors. I don't want to see all of these people recast as they reboot the Marvel series, which has happened over and over again in comic book movies, right? They'll go, oh, well, it's time to use Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man. And then a few years later, oh, we're going to reboot the entire thing. Batman has the same thing happened. I would much rather see these people portrayed by actors that I've come to know and love continue on developing their stories, because there's plenty of places it can still go.
Sure.
I think Marvel probably went a bit too high, a bit too soon. But then again, they were 20-something movies into this.
Yeah, 23 or something. Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, it.
I want more Iron Man movies.
That's the problem. You can have more Iron Man movies, but you can't have more Robert Downey Jr. movies.
Well, then they won't be Iron Man movies.
Well, even in the comics, Iron Man passed the suit on to a young woman named Riri Williams. And
oh, don't say that on the internet today. You'll be accused of pandering to women.
Well,
I think
they probably were.
How dare you cast a woman as Iron Man?
Just a woman. It was a woman of color.
Did she go by Iron Woman?
I think she had some other term that that they moved her over to later. But anyway, you know, there she was.
Interesting. Well, I would love to see Robert Downey Jr. come back for the role, but as I understand it, he has said that he's not going to.
He shouldn't. He's done great work. You don't go and try to, you know, Michelangelo isn't going to go try to paint a painting that's better than the Mona Lisa. You got to do something different. Go on and do something different. He did great work.
Excellent point. 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
When we innovate, produce, and grow, we're able to unleash technologies and processes that make the environment better while reshoring. And so importantly, you look at reshoring production.
all the way, taking it away from foreign polluters and back to American soil.
President Trump addressing environmental issues as he speaks in the East Room of the White House, talking about our natural gas exports.
We're unlocking American energy, and the United States is now a net exporter of clean, affordable American natural gas. We're exporting all over the world.
In other news, the Trump administration warning Iran to comply as the country continues to enrich uranium despite a limit set in a nuclear deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and tell us whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
Let's get straight back into the phones. We got Tom calling in from Hudson, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
About a group called Reclaim the Records. What they do is they go out after some genealogy records that the bureaucrats don't want to be open up. And so the bureaucrats say, oh, no, we can't give out those. Oh, it's at our discretion. We're not going to give you those records. So sometimes they have to sue them for it. Like, some marriage records are not open to the public, but the index to the marriages is open to the public in New York City. And the hilarious thing is that starting July 24, 2011, same-sex so-called marriages became legal in the state of New York, and the records were not open to the public. But they sued, and they got the index with all the names of the parties to the marriages. And, you know, if somebody's got a name like Robert, and they got married, so to speak, to somebody named George, that does give people a hint that, gee, maybe they shouldn't be working in a Catholic school like that, stuff like that. So, you know, some of these some of these queers are trying to be discreet, and they thought that everything was going to be hush-hush and, you know, and confidential. But
I don't think they were ever trying to be hush-hush.
Welcome to freedom.
I mean, there may be some people out there who are like, hey, we should probably keep this information quiet because our livelihoods demand we not be gay or whatever because we work at Catholic schools. But those are generally not going to be the people who are getting gay married in front of the state. That, you know, makes records of these things.
This is an issue that has torn Quakerdom apart. So there's two...
gay marriage or marriage in general?
Gay marriage.
Okay.
So, you know, sort of, basically, there's FUM, the Friends United meeting, and then FGC, Friends General Council, I think. And they have different philosophies on this gay marriage thing, and then gays working for the organization and stuff like that. And as a result... torn asunder. Like, the groups just won't even speak to each other anymore. You can't get any...
So the Quakers had a little proper schism.
Basically.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah,
I mean, because, as you described, Quakers, it's an idea that, you know, revelation from God is an ongoing thing.
Right. And some people don't like other people's revelations.
Yeah.
Let me point out something else here. In Texas, the marriage indexes that they post on a state website give the names and the ages and what county they got their license from to help narrow it down which John Smith is which. And they put that, it's a couple of years outdated, a couple of years behind schedule, but they put that on a state website. And in Indiana, the Supreme Court gets the reports from the different counties for the marriage licenses. And they put a search box on the Indiana Supreme Court website. And it's just a matter of time before some blabbermouth calls up Free Talk Live and over radio stations that, you know, affiliates that are in Indiana, like WGBF Evansville and WIMS Michigan City, or the 1 hour during the week when WOMI Owensboro, Kentucky happens to be carrying Free Talk Live. They might go and tell all these Indiana residents that they can find that out.
I'm curious here. Is it, you mentioned Reclaim the Records. Is that just about marriage records?
Oh, no, it's any genealogy-related records that they feel should be public under the freedom of information laws of the different states. And then the county clerks or the city clerks say, oh, no, we're not going to give you those, you know, sometimes in defiance of state law, and then they have to sue them. And sometimes they win, and they get their legal fees refunded to them because they won in a lawsuit like
right.
this. Marriage
now, do you
index.
Agree? Do you agree that whether or not two people are married should be public information?
Oh, absolutely. This would be a perfect way to deter the queers from pursuing such shameful.
You know,
behaviors.
I'm transsexual, right?
Well, that's your choice, though.
So I think that.
But why are you trying to deter me from that choice?
I don't think the government should be involved in marriage at all, which I'm
agree.
Sure all of us actually agree. But, you know, once you petition, once a large group of people petition the government for, please, please give us this extra little level of tyranny that you're giving the rest of the world.
You know something else.
Then there are going to be consequences.
In Florida. When you register to vote, you get a voter registration ID number. Then that, when you move to another county, you're supposed to have, you know, the same Florida voter number. So that means that when George becomes Janet and changes from being male to female, but the same voter number applies, that means people can look up comparing 1 month voter list with another. They can find out perhaps thousands of these trans voters, and then it's all public information that, you know, like 2 years ago, the same voter ID number pertained to somebody of the other.
I get your point.
Why do we want to know if somebody's gender's changed? Why do you want to know that information?
It's a weird thing, certainly. Tom, thank you so much for the call. In order to, I certainly.
Thanks for your weird obsessions, Tom.
Yeah, they were weird. It was weird. What threw me off was that it was about reclaiming the records, yet he fixated entirely on gay marriage, right? But evidently, you can reclaim several records, several types of records anyway. But it's certainly a problem to have this sort of social security number system or voter registration number system, whatever system it is. If people can cross-reference it and go, oh, okay, well, this person used to be named Bob, but he's changed his name now to...
Roberta.
Oh, just to Jim or Thomas or whatever, not even, you know, being transsexual or transgender or whatever terminology the left would like me to use. Just, I don't want to go by this name anymore. I'm a new person. I'm a Buddhist now. I want to change my name to this. And they go, oh, but look, here's your old life here. No, it doesn't work that way. We're the internet detectives, and we're going to snoop you out.
There you go.
It's problematic. We shouldn't have these sort of registration systems, whether they're being done at the county level, the state level, or the federal level.
Yeah, I really would ask the question is, what does the government need all the information that they collect for? Like, what
do
they
need it
for? Why do they even need to know you're married at all? I don't care if you're heterosexual, homosexual, or multisexual. I don't care.
Yeah.
Why do they need to know that you're married? Shouldn't they be treating married people and single people similarly? Like, this is important?
Yeah. The government is supposed to provide justice, and justice is supposed to be blind. So why are these details that don't have anything whatsoever to do with an actual individual and the actions they may or may not take? Generally speaking, because we can find criminal behavior among people who are single, people who are gay, people who are straight, people who are married. It doesn't really matter. They may exist in different quantities, but that shouldn't matter to the government when it comes time to for law enforcement and law punishment. But it seems to. You know, it's scary. Why would the government need to know that you're gay? I've seen people arguing, especially people among the left, that we need national databases of people who are autistic or who have some sort of other disability so that police know not to shoot those kids when they encounter them and things like that. And, oh, we can use facial recognition software in order to identify this. Like, did you not read any history? Do you not really understand how this is going to play out?
This is not going to go well.
This is not going to be good for the people with autism and for the people with disabilities. It has never been good for them. You're talking about basically making police aware as soon as they see someone, making the government, making the state aware as soon as it sees someone that, oh, he's gay.
Yeah, I think we'd be better off if just get some good training from police on how to handle situations as opposed to, I don't understand what's going on here. Let's shoot him. And if you don't think that happens, you just got to find out what happens to people with epilepsy when they're having a seizure and cops come along and think that they're doing drugs in their car or whatever.
Are you referring to that guy they tased?
Oh, it's not like, just one guy. No.
Yeah.
I mean, they've busted windows out, drug him out through the window, beat him on the pavement. It happens all the time. We just need better training there.
Absolutely deplorable. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Let us know what you think or if you disagree.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves anytime you like, live 7 days a week. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark. I want to tell you about the Amplifier program. You go to amp.freetalklive.com and you can join the AMP program, just like Jonathan has. Jonathan is a platinum amplifier, which means that he's giving $25 a month. But We're asking for $5 a month. Just go there, help us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. We don't use the money for hookers and blow or whatever. We're simply using that money to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And I think it's because of the amplifiers that we're on, 200 radio stations, and get more than 100,000 downloads once a month, or per month, of Free Talk Live. And we can get more. It's really just advertising. Amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Jonathan.
Let's go straight back into the phones. We've got Jacob calling in from Washington. Jacob, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I just sitting here in rush hour traffic in here. Good old state of Washington with the highest road taxes, but the worst roads in the union. Well,
I don't know. New York cities are pretty bad.
It doesn't top matter three. How much money you yep. give the government, they'll mess it up.
Oh God, it's beautiful here. You know, I mean, it's just I'm being completely facetious.
It is beautiful. Guys,
it is. The roads suck, but
it's beautiful.
It's a great place. Yep, love it. God, you guys kept talking, so I was taking notes.
So I was sorry like, about that.
Wow, you got no. It's great. I love it. I love it. I got nothing better to do, right? So, except for stare at cars.
So, what did you call in to discuss?
Well, originally, I was a fisherman up in Alaska for a long time, and I'll get to the point real quick. A lot of the, you know, pots, I was a Barents Sea crabber, right? So a lot of the pots we'd pull up, we'd get, like, foreign bags and, like, pollution just off the bottom of the ocean. And
sure.
We'd get it all the time. And it was never the U.S. litter, right? And I'll get to my point here in a second. So, you know, we're not thinking much of it back then. And it sounds like Mark and I are close to the same age. And so it was like, you know, we're just fishing going, wow, these countries, India, you know, China, Russia. I mean, they just pollution throughout the whole Bering Sea. Well, me and my wife homeschool our kids, and just recently we got them on this app, my youngest, who's eight, and it's got just vast information, and it's up to date. So this year they came out with this new episode on this app, and it's got a bunch of scientists. I think it's linked to Nat Geo, but I'm not quite sure. I walked in the middle of it after getting off of work, and they were talking about a new discovery that most of our oxygen actually comes from the ocean. And when the plankton dies on the ocean, it releases oxygen. And then that works with the trees on every shore. So the majority of our oxygen and what we need is actually coming from the ocean. Then I started going, wait a minute. You know, everything I saw in the Bering Sea, you know, and it can't be getting better.
Right.
So it's like,
oh, well, no, it's, we know it's not. There's the, what they, what the garbage, spot or whatever the heck
great
they call it.
Garbage island, or whatever.
Yeah. I got, yep.
Yeah, it's massive.
And I'm like, okay, well, we're kind of focused, big surprise, on the wrong things here. You know, if we were going to focus and the government really was up to snuff, which they never are, as we all know, you know, on this call, you know, and listening, well, most of us, they're always behind the ball. And so yeah. When I take a look at it, how are we suffering? Well, it's now the oceans, man. You know, it's like we're killing ourselves through polluting the oceans, not taking down trees, not any of the other stuff that we thought we were. Now we're realizing, and it's now that we just got the technology with the satellites to be able to scan the areas and see where the oxygen is being produced.
And now
we know.
Right, yep. And there are people, inventors right now, that are trying to figure out ways to clean up the garbage patch, is what it's called, the Great Garbage Patch. Yep. And, you know, it's not going to be governments that figure this stuff out. It's going to be inventors that care about the ocean. So appreciate the call. Keep listening.
Let's get right back into it. We've got Wesley calling in, recently moved to New Hampshire. Wesley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going? So, I wanted to ask Mark, can you pay in crypto for the amp thing?
Yes. So for the amplifier program, you can pay in BTC. That's the sort of the original Bitcoin. It is.
I am disappointed to hear you can't pay in BCH.
At this point, there just aren't programs to do that. You should talk to Ian about it. I'd love, and I'm sure Roger Veer would love for it to be a situation where you can pay in BCH. But at this moment in time, BTC is the only thing that we can accept through. And I think it's because Coinbase only allows it that way. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But it, if you go to amp.freetalklive.com, I think they have the instructions are listed there.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that. I also wanted to ask, what do you guys think is like the most practical or useful way to achieve libertarianism within our lifetime?
Man, it's a tough, tough thing to say. But, I would go ahead and say that I think that working towards a world where cryptocurrency is ubiquitous is probably the best thing that one can do at this moment. I will be rolling out relatively soon a project that I believe is going to be worth looking at if you want to live in a significantly more free, economically free world. If you've got a specific freedom that you want, right, like you want to smoke pot or you want to get gay married or, you know, you want to do one of those things, you know, look at the political designations that allow those things to happen. You'll have a better life. But if you want to have economic freedom, it's difficult to find that location. I think that as a young man, I might be looking at Southeast Asia, Singapore, places like this, where my, you know, but just simply my skill of speaking English and being an American will increase my pay. But, you know, those are things that you've got to figure out for yourself. As far as creating more liberty, it's a tough question. A lot of people have worked on it for a long time and had marginal to zero results.
Yeah, other than cryptocurrency, I'm not sure it can be achieved in our lifetimes. I think we need to continue spreading the ideology and hoping for the best. Don't get me wrong. Not trying to be pessimistic. But I think the opportunity for actual liberty is going to come in centuries when we have the technology to colonize other stars, other planets, orbiting other stars. I guess is how I should phrase it. Because we will need the distance. Like, if you were to set up a free anarchic society here in the United States, it would actually be a free society. It would be the economic powerhouse of the world within months. And the United States, the other states of the world, are not going to just sit back and watch that happen because it reveals their own system to be inferior. I think they would immediately invade.
I don't know that if you just sort of opened the door on an economically free place. There are economically free places in the world right now. Like, for instance, Pitcairn Island comes to mind. There are 43 people who are citizens of the smallest British Autonomous Zone or whatever the hell it's called, territory, overseas territory or something like that. And they could at any point just say, we're our own country. But they don't, because they like the welfare that comes from Britain. But they're so remote, they can't do trade. You have to be able to trade to have prosperity. And
or you have to have enough
It's
people.
Freedom and the proximity to other people that makes for economic freedom.
I would agree with that. But we may not be able to get enough people onto an island or some designated area in order to actually have all of the chemists, all of the scientists, all of the factory workers that we're going to need to actually extract elements from the earth and build them into useful things. But I think around the time of, actually going out there and colonizing other planets, which I realize sounds just totally crazy to most people, but what they have to realize is humanity is only like 100,000 years old. As society, as we understand it, is only like 7,000 to 10,000 years old.
Yeah, the state is probably 9,000 years old.
We are on our way to that point. It is going to happen.
Right, and there was a war to stop chattel slavery in the United States only like 160 years ago. So the concept of people owning people, at this point, all we have to do is really just sort of explain the government as an organization of people that claim to own you. And once you can get people to grok that, then they're like, oh, wait, they told me slavery was bad.
We're back tomorrow night. But in the meantime, head on over to freetalklive.com. We have archives there going back more than a decade. So, go check that out. 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. We'll be back at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard tomorrow.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.